Spontaneous building explosion concerns Iraqi terror group. 13 April 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Baghdad, Iraq. Sources embedded with the Iraq Hamas Cooperative, known as the First Methodist Church of Allah, report that the group was perplexed and distraught by an unplanned building explosion which occurred in the capital city this afternoon. The organization's head of public relations, Mustafa Al-Haresh, claims that neither his group nor any other known terrorist cells have laid claim to the destruction of the Gap outlet store, which suffered critical damage. Al-Haresh claims, quote, "We book these venues months in advance. Such an unconditional method of attack undermines every principle by which we fight," unquote. A quick glance at this week's copy of the terrorist trade publication, Splode, proves Al-Harishi's point. Of approximately 270 undamaged structures in Baghdad, 190 are categorized as destruction reserved. This sentiment is shared by many in the terror community and casts a shadow of concern upon today's Gap explosion, as the small building on Uday Boulevard was still classified as available, according to Splode records. Said Al-What's-His-Name, quote, "We're really having a tough time rationing out the last 80 locations. I mean, once those are gone, what are we supposed to do? Fight those soldier people head on? Have you seen those tanks they've got?" Unquote. Young Kufi Mordul, an honors student at Madrasa Academy University School in Mosul, states, quote, "I really think it's a shame. Actions like these are really dooming my generation. What will my children have to blow up? Sand dunes? Who will ever take them seriously?" Unquote. Though the investigation launched by local Iraqi, the Iraqi Explosion Task Force, cites improper electrical wiring as the explosion's catalyst, the First Methodist Church of Allah has paired with Splode to reopen the case. As part of their mission statement, the partnership asserts, quote, "This issue is too criminal for us to ignore. Our futures, our children's futures, and the future of terrorism itself are all being challenged by the actions of a few militant extremists who are unwilling to file simple paperwork. Rest assured that the perpetrator or perpetrators of this crime will not go unpunished, and if it was you, Karim, just be a man and fess up already." Unquote. Any leads regarding the Gap outlet combustion can be faxed to the Splode corporate headquarters in Kirkuk. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.